Tuesday's Dates and Mates with your host, Damona Hoffman.
Welcome back to Dates and Mates. It's me, Damona Hoffman, and I'm here with Ray Christian, the CEO of the Textbird app, who has broken open the doors of the Textbird vault and released these treasures to us today.
We're digging up some gold.
We've got
some technically dating. Are you ready, Producer Jay?
Let's do it again. Technically dating.
You know, I miss the days where you used to do it just word of mouth.
Technically dating. Please continue.
So, let's dive in. We got some scandalous little nuggets. First one, or fourth one. Damona, you ready?
Uh-huh.
What is FWB, for those who don't know, that's Friends with Benefits, actually entail? Does anyone even know?
I'm so glad that you're here so you can decipher all of this texting code for us, all of these little, you know, textisms.
The acronyms?
What's the word for that? Is there a word for that?
My acronym game is strong.
It's really strong. No, seriously, you have deciphered many an acronym for me. What does Friends with Benefits actually entail? A big frickin' headache. That's what it entails. What do you think about this question?
You're not going to punt this one to me. I want to hear your thoughts on the FWB.
Okay, just the basic definition would be you're friends. You have no intention of dating one another, but you have sex together. And it's a purely platonic relationship aside from that.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good. And
I did
like
okay.
I'm
still in touch with the other side.
You still got your friend
the other
on the
side
pulse.
Of 30.
Cool kids. I think it's actually kind of like the F buddy, except the F buddy is like you kind of don't even like their personality that much. It's purely physical. This is like you actually like them, and probably the true definition is that you guys were actually friends before this. And
right.
You liked each other, or you, like just as friends, and then it turned into something physical, although you don't want it to turn into something real.
Yeah, like maybe they're really whiny or naggy or...
Right, so they're still good enough to be
or
friends.
Or they live somewhere else. You could have a friend with benefit that's just not geographically desirable.
It seems like this kind of is a movement or a paradigm that pretty much benefits the guys. And I'm all about, you know... free sex and have, you know, free love and all that good stuff.
Oh, I know you are.
Free sex. I don't think that was
sex.
The word I was looking for, but I'm not
love.
Mad at that either.
I think you meant free love.
Free love. And I love women to be more exploratory sexually, but it seems like this is a paradigm that kind of helps guys to have just sex with no strings attached. It seems like it helps us more than it helps women.
Yeah, but it's like this epidemic now. I have so many women that come to me and say, you know, I'm a modern woman and I can just have sex like a guy and I have no attachment to it. And then I'm like, call me in 3 months because we're biologically wired for attachment.
Right.
And we think we're not, but what we're doing is we're shutting off our emotions. And every time you do that, I believe you are dissipating your relationship energy that you could give to someone else. And it is not a victimless crime.
Well, I wouldn't know if I'd call it a crime, but...
Well, I was just going with the legal theme today. It's a crime against yourself.
Objection.
That's what I'm saying.
Objection. Well, I think if I'm being just a purely selfish male, I would say I love the FWB. It's a great concept. But if we're looking at it objectively, women, the more they hook up with somebody, the more oxytocin is released. And that creates that bond, as you talked about. And like, if you look at sex as just a single act or a single act over many occasions, it is a much riskier proposition for women. You could get pregnant, and this dum-dum has no ties to you.
Right, and Trump is going to, you know, make it so that you're going to have that baby.
Oh, God.
Okay, I got political. I'm sorry.
But,
I couldn't stop myself.
But I think that it's just a riskier proposition. A, you're going to get attached, most likely. Because of the oxytocin and the way you're wired, as you mentioned. And it's just a riskier proposition. A, it's easier to contract STDs from guys to girls than it is girls to guys. And you might get pregnant. So it's just, like evolutionarily, it's kind of a riskier proposition. So
you're
for
totally
us, it's like, oh, we'd love to just have sex with no strings. That's what we're built for. And now this FWB culture is kind of like making it acceptable, which is good for guys, maybe not so good for the ladies.
Here at Female 24 from somewhere, you heard it from Ray, so it must be the truth.
Shall we move on?
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is from a young lady in South Cackalack, South Carolina.
You have all of these words that are just not even in my vocabulary.
Damona,
wonderful.
She says, so I haven't had sex since I found out I was pregnant last year. My daughter is now 3 months old, and I still haven't knocked boots. I'm starting to get sexually frustrated, and porn and masturbating just doesn't get it done for me anymore. And I don't want to just give it to anybody. So I don't know what to do anymore because it's driving me crazy. What should she do, Miss Damona?
Where's her baby daddy? Sounds like he's not around.
Sounds like he might have did what we just talked about in the last question. Bounced.
FWB. Good point. You should have sex. Yes. Maybe find an FWB. I don't know. But look, I'm going to say this. You, as the person in this room uniquely positioned to speak about post-baby sex, it's not that good when you are 3 months postpartum. It's like really painful
really?
And uncomfortable.
Yeah. 3 months?
Yeah. Took me about 6 months after both of my kids to even want to think about having sex. Because look, you're thinking about, you're biologically wired to keep that baby alive, to not want to get pregnant again. Because if you start to have, you know, if you have another baby, if you're thinking like caveman era, that's another being that you have to be responsible for while you're
sure.
still caring for this newborn. And I mean, just because I don't know if she's breastfeeding, we're gonna get real specific here. I don't know if she's breastfeeding, but that if you're using all your juices for the baby, you don't have a lot of juices left for anybody else.
It hurts. Look, the plumbing a little bit.
We have real talk here on Dates and Mates.
Only real talk.
You're not embarrassed.
I ain't scared.
Producer Jay, on the other hand,
he is flustered.
Completely crawled under the table.
Are you blushing over there?
I've never seen you that color.
I am not blushing.
This is just real talk, okay?
It's real talk.
Okay.
This is not church talk right now.
So I
Clearly
think she
not.
Cannot, no, she cannot really judge the particular phase that she's in because she's still in what I call the baby haze. Give it another 3 months and then get your body back and like just get out there and start dating again if baby daddy is not in the picture. But you really don't want to go into that, you know, kind of pop in the post-baby cherry again with somebody that you don't know or have a relationship with. It's really not going to be pleasant, I think.
Well, this brings up an interesting question of like, what is somebody that's not just anybody? But at the same time, she still wants to just like, she wants to get some. So how do you balance that? And that's kind of like a million-dollar question if you think about it. Like, for a girl, what is a guy that's not just, quote-unquote, anybody when you actually just want a bone? Like, how do you measure that? How do you, like, okay, I met him at a bar. Basically, she wants a guy she's, like, pretty attracted to so that she can get her rocks off.
But what I'm saying is that this is not a good time to just get her rocks off.
So she should be abstinent?
No, I'm just saying, you know, stick with what you're doing. But it's a time when your body is not your own. This is a time when your baby takes precedence. So she said even porn and masturbating isn't doing it for her. To me, that says she's not biologically at a place where her body wants her to have sex.
You think so? I mean,
yes, I do think so. I'm saying it because I've been there 2 times. Okay. I don't know. If you disagree with me, go ahead and tweet me. tell me what you think for the mamas who've had babies.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with that. I guess I'm curious if you think if she's like definitely watching porn and masturbating, you think so? It sounds like
and
you're
that's
saying
not doing it for
you're
her.
Not sexually interested.
Just
in
focus
that moment,
on your baby right now, and then there will be a time where your hormones will shift, and then you'll be like a ravenous sexual beast. And everything will do it for you. So don't rush yourself. Let let this be the time that your body heals, your hormones get right, and you spend time bonding with your baby. Chill.
All right. As the
kind of sounded like what she was saying was that it just wasn't enough.
That the hormones are there.
It's because the hormones are trying to keep her from that experience. I'm defecting.
You know what? It just sounded like she still had it. But
your hormones shift and you're all sweaty. And it's like, nothing is satisfying to her because that's not what her body is supposed to be doing right now.
You know what, Damona? Let me just tell you what it's like to have a baby, okay?
Why don't you tell me what it's like to have another textbook question real quick?
All right, moving along. This is from I don't know if it's a girl or a guy. It's a girl from California.
Okay.
And she says, do you stay with a partner that has anger issues? There are times where the relationship works and I truly feel happy, but a majority of the time he's irritated and had a bad day at work and he tends to take it out on me. I'm already down as it is and struggling to keep face for our son, okay? The last thing I need is to have my partner tear me down even more. He's not doing anything physical, just name-calling, yelling, belittling. He's also done it in front of his family, and they are starting to call him out on it. Damona, I know we don't have a lot of time, but what do you think she should do with her baby daddy? Who's angry?
You really ain't got time for that. And sometimes verbal abuse can escalate into physical abuse very quickly before you know it. And you have to be with someone who makes you feel good every day and who is a good role model for your son. She said that she has a son. And I think, you know, sometimes women feel like, oh, we got to keep it together for the family, but you got to keep it together for him so that he sees you in a healthy place. And if you've tried to talk to your partner, maybe gone to counseling with him or had him go to anger management to change this behavior and given him the consequence, if you don't change this, then it will end our relationship. Try that first, but if that doesn't work, you got to get out and save yourself. Agreed?
Agreed.
Circle gets a square. Remember that game? Okay. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Ray, as usual, has something to get off his chest. And I'm going to do a little diatribe for you, too, for the married ladies listening today. And we'll cap it off with a little dating ... Stick around. I'm your host, Damona Hoffman. This is my co-host, Ray Christian. And we'll be back in just a moment.